Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it's my huge pleasure to welcome our many listeners, not only in this country, but around the world, but also to welcome to the programme four bright, intelligent, and humorous players of this game. And those four bright, intelligent people are, seated on my right, Tony Hawks and Pam Ayres, and seated on my left, Sue Perkins and Tim Rice. Please welcome all four of them. Seated beside me is Sarah Sharp, and she's going to help me keep the score. She'll blow a whistle when the 60 seconds have elapsed, and we have a happy, warm, spontaneous audience here ready to cheer us on our way as we start the show with Pam Ayres. Well, what a lovely subject for you. Chiclet. Tell us something about it in this game, Pam. Chiclet, starting now.
Chiclet is probably something that Barbara Cartland did not dictate from her sofa while fondling a pug. Oh, no! It is more the case that it deals with some heroine or career girl in what is perceived to be a very attractive environment in which to work. For example, the media or the fashion trade or things...
Sue, you challenged.
Precision of awe.
I'm afraid there were too many oars there.
Oh.
You've won no friends with that.
It's too early to turn. Come on.
She was going in such strength, Sue, but you did repeat awe. So within the rules of Just a Minute, I may say, Sue, you have a correct challenge. You have 35 seconds. Tell us something about Chiclet, starting now.
Mboza scanned the red plains of Kigali and contemplate...
Pam, you've challenged.
It's African.
They it's have not chicks what... in Africa.
No, no, it's not what you call chiclet.
I was about to make that point.
No, it was...
Why shouldn't you have one of those sort of steamy chiclet-sized situations? These well, two characters...
What was the name of the first character, though?
Mbosa.
Well, that's, that's hesitation.
No, I don't think I was deviation, Pam.
I was secretly peeved about the auras, really.
I know, it's tough.
Feel we're one all now. I think we've both drawn blood.
Yeah. Anyway, that was an incorrect challenge,
okay,
darling.
Then.
So you still have the subject.
Thanks, Poppy.
Of chiclet. And 30 seconds starting now.
Alex is a doctor, slack-jawed and ready to roll. She doesn't have a job but wants babies. Oh, my ovaries are drying. Must find a man. Where can I go? The supermarket? I don't care. I'll travel miles because a baby will take my mind off the lack of personality that the writer has assigned to me. He looks hot. What does he do? Is that a stethoscope? Touch me, but maybe don't, because let's face it, I want to widen the audience that buys these books, and pornography will simply detract from the overall theme. Me,
so, Sue Perkins kept going magnificently until the whistle went, and have you actually put that down for a book you're writing?
Yes. I feel I've somewhat given it away now.
Anyway, you're now in the lead, just ahead of the others, and Tim, it's your turn to begin. The subject is the aardvark. Tell us something about that creature in this game, starting now.
Aardvark never hurt anybody, but this is not the thrust of my argument. The aardvark is an animal that you will find mainly in Africa. It is not related, as many believe, to the pig, but if to anything at all, the elephant. Isn't this amazing? I don't hear you cry. Aardvarks are anteaters.
Sue, challenge.
Slight hesitation?
Slight hesitation, but not enough to give it.
What a great... I mean, this man Parsons, he has few equals as a...
An arbiter of his judgment.
He has many superiors, but few equals.
Now, come on, Nicholas, surely.
No, come on. You can't pair compliment with one hand and then take it away with the other.
Look me in the eyes, Silver Fox, and give me that point. Come on.
No, I must be fair. I think it was a bit of a sharp challenge. So, Tim, you didn't pause enough for it to be within the rules of Just a Minute. You're still with the aardvark, and you have 42 seconds, starting now.
Every morning as the sun rises over the plains around the mountain of Kilimanjaro...
Pam, challenge.
Oh, I thought there was a hesitation there.
No, there was no hesitation. He was going consistently the same speed the whole time. So you've got another point, Tim. You've still got the aardvark. You've got 37 seconds starting now.
Aardvarks are fantastic animals. They go incredible speeds around the country. They run.
So challenge.
They run.
So deviation from his normal pace of delivery.
Yes, and they run, apparently.
Yeah, right.
So
that's right. So, Tim, you let yourself down there. Right, so 36... You've got 33 seconds, Sue. You've got the point. You've got the subject. Aardvark, starting now.
An aardvark is a streetwise vark, and as such, there were so few of them that it ended up extinct. Stay with me. Don't turn your backs. There's more to say about this noble beast, which looks at best like an obese shrew and could be found, as Tim has just informed me, in Africa, because up until then, I had absolutely no idea, other than the fact I never came across it in Croydon, which is my only sphere of reference when it comes to animals. And therefore, only domestic cats and dogs are available to me as things I recognise. Possibly it's extinct. I might be thinking about
Tony Challenge.
Well, you know what? I was going to try and get her on deviation because I thought she hadn't really mentioned aardvarks for some time. And then, lo and behold, she went and mentioned aardvarks. It's a disaster. My worst nightmare.
It isn't. I don't know what to do because she did deviate there.
Well, I'll just give it to me then.
All right. I'll give you a bonus point because we enjoyed the interruption. You got a point because you
did I? Good, all right.
You've got 3 seconds on aardvark starting now.
Joan of Aardvark was their leader.
No, Sue went magnificent again. She's getting the extra point for speaking as the whistle went and others in the round. She's in a strong lead. She's 2 ahead of Tim Rice and 4 ahead of Tony Hawks and Pam Ayres. Sue Perkins, it's your turn to begin. And the subject is Alfred Hitchcock. Will you tell us something about that great director in this game, starting now?
Alfred Hitchcock was the master of suspense and the scourge of shower manufacturers. He was born in England but spent most of his productive life working in America. My favourite film, of course, is Psycho, in which the lead character dies early, which became a hallmark of his films.
Tim Challenge.
Deviation, the lead character does not die early. The lead character is, in fact, the murderer. Anthony Perkins.
The lead character, the heroine. Lead character. She's set up as the lead character.
Oh, she's in it for about 15 minutes.
That's what I said, she died
all
early.
She does... I mean, anybody could have played that part. She just gets...
Oh! She's incandescent, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, it doesn't matter that anybody could play the part. I do agree with you, Tim, that the starring role was the one that Perkins played. And so, Tim, it was a correct challenge. And you have the subject, and you have 45 seconds. Alfred Hitchcock, starting now.
My favourite Alfred Hitchcock film is, of course, if I may quote Sue Perkins, a film called Rope. This, like many of his great movies, was shot in one small scene only. It was the brilliance of Hitchcock that made it possible to entertain an audience rather like I'm gripping you now, in absolute silence and fascination when nothing whatsoever happened. This is a rare gift. And if only...
Pam, you've challenged.
Well, I thought there was a hesitation at the end of this is a rare gift.
Yes, I did. I think he did slightly hesitate.
Yes,
then,
I admit it.
He waited for an effect which didn't actually come.
And I was planning to be drowned out by applause at that point. Somehow it never happened.
So, Pam, let's hear from you on Alfred Hitchcock, and there are 18 seconds starting now.
Alfred Hitchcock was a man of rather unprepossessing appearance. He had double chins, and an interesting device took place at the beginning of his productions where a sketch of his visage would appear and he would kind of step into it.
So, Pam Ayres, we're then speaking as the whistle went and gained that extra point. She's now equal with Tony Hawks in third place. Tim's in second, Sue's in the lead, it's the same situation. Tony, we're back with you to start. And the subject now, Oxford Circus. Tell us something about Oxford Circus in this game, starting now.
One of the most annoying things about Oxford Circus, and I arrived there earlier this evening on the way to this lovely little theatre, is the fact that people come up and thrust bits of paper at you all the time, telling you to go and see things or learn languages. I'm OK at English, thank you very much, as you will find in the next 40 seconds or so, as I reel off a brilliant short speech on Oxford Circus. The first time I went to the circus was in Oxford. Happy coincidence, you might think. But no way Tim Rice is going to get me on this and say it's not true, because it was an amazing night. I stood there as... I didn't have a seat. As the clown came out...
Tim Challenge.
Well, I feel guilty about this, but there was an as which led to consecutive... I pressed my bell by mistake. I'm sorry.
I still don't understand your challenge.
He challenged and then was intimidated by the audience, which en masse have become a violent, bubbling Radio 4 light entertainment mob.
Right. And Tony, you have another point. And you keep the subject. 21 seconds. Still Oxford Circus, starting now.
On an evening when I have nothing to do, I some...
Tim Challenge.
Repetition of evening.
Mm. Oh, yes, because he's talked about being there before. Yeah. Well, that's true. Yes.
It is true.
Tim, well listened. 18 seconds are still available. You tell us something about Oxford Circus now.
There is a very famous circus in the town of Oxford called St Giles's Circus, and I have been there on...
Pam Challenge.
I don't think it is called St Giles's Circus. I think it's called St Giles's Fair.
It's not called St Giles's Circus.
No. That's
right.
It takes place every year in St Giles, but it's actually called St Giles's Fair, as I was brought up very near Oxford, and I happen to know this fact.
So, Pam, correct yes. challenge. You have 13 seconds. Tell us something about Oxford Circus starting now.
I once took my young children to a really crummy old circus near Oxford where a very unfunny clown...
Tony Challenge.
How near?
About 2 miles.
OK, all right.
Near enough for not to be deviation. It's all right, Tony, well tried. 5 seconds, Pam. Another point to you. Oxford Circus, still the subject, starting now.
With a fairy liquid bottle full of water came round and squirted.
Right. So, Pam has got points in that round, including one for speaking as the whistle went, and she's moved rapidly forward. She's still in third place, but she's only... She's only 1 point behind our joint leaders, Sue Perkins and Tim Rice. And Tony's trailing a little, but only 2 points. What does it matter? It's the value. It's all gone very quiet, so let's... Pam, will you begin the next round? The subject, ooh, what a subject. Passion. Tell us something about passion in this game, starting now.
Of the many types of passion which exist, I would like to discuss the passion flower, which has in its centre a cross which people of a religious...
Sue, you're challenged.
Repetition of which?
Oh. Did you say which twice?
Definitely not.
This is becoming a witch hunt now. In Pam just flutters her doe eyes at Nicholas.
No,
to be visibly
well, darling, you
palpates.
Did, you gave me your doe eyes the last time around.
Yes, but I've got 4 of them and they're not as effective.
I think the only thing to say is that I honestly didn't spot the second witch.
I don't have a clue. I was just gabbling as best I could, really.
So I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Thank you.
On this occasion.
Thank you.
And I would dress the balance with you if you want to. What are you getting your trousers off for?
I thought we were redressing the balance.
I know it's hot, but you didn't even want to dress the underpart of your garments. Right. Passion is still with you, Pam. It's 49 seconds starting now.
After the passion flower comes...
Tim Challenge.
Repetition of
flower. You're right. Yes,
passion
you're
flower.
Right.
Yeah. Passion flower. You needn't clap every correct challenge, otherwise we'll never get to the end of the show. Tim, you have the subject of passion. 42 seconds starting now.
I'm in danger of being carried away when I discuss this subject, because passion is such an important part of my life. It was also a rather...
Yes, Tony.
Clearly not that important.
Or else it was so important he got carried away.
So, hesitation. Tony, 34 seconds. You tell us something about passion starting now.
Pam talked about the passion flower. I would like to discuss the passion fruit, about which I know very little.
Tim Challenge.
Well, in that case, hand over to someone who knows about it.
No, he wasn't deviating from the subject. He kept going, and that's what this is a game's all about. So, Tony, another point to you, and you still have passion. You always had passion, but... I mean. You have the subject of passion, 27 seconds, starting now.
Sometimes when you get given a subject on Just a Minute and you don't know what to say, if you infuse yourself with passion, you can get through the subject right the...
Pam is challenged.
I thought there was a repetition of you. If yes. you do this, if you, and you
if
do
you,
that.
Yes, if you enthuse yourself, you can get through it all. Mm. Well, yeah. listen, Pam. Yes.
Sorry about that,
that's
Tony.
All right.
She
yeah, lied.
Let's apologise. That's the way
right.
we play the game, darling. 19 seconds. Passion. Back with you, Pam. Having a lot of passion from you in this show. Starting now.
When cut, it reveals a yellow interior.
I'm just trying to remember what Pam started off talking about. I think it's a repetition of yellow. I think earlier there was a yellow cross.
No, it was definitely not a yellow cross.
No, she hesitated.
Do you know, I'm going to be very quiet now.
Right. Tim.
Hesitation.
Too late now. Pam, another point to you.
Oh, thank you.
Let's have more passion from you. 14 seconds, starting now.
Filled with a glutinous yellow fluid and black...
Wait a minute, Timmy
Chan. Oh, yellow.
Well, we definitely got yellow there.
You see, I'm playing psychic just a minute.
If this means that Pam will have to stop talking about this flower, surely we should let her keep the subject. We really want to hear more.
I've got to be fair, otherwise I get letters from people saying, you know, you weren't fair, you know, and Tim would have won if you'd given him that point and so forth. No, I mean, let's be fair with the rules of just a minute. She repeated yellow then. Tim was the first to challenge, so he gets a point for that. He takes over the subject of passion, and there are 11 seconds, Tim, starting now.
I'm an old passion fruit at heart, and it always inspires in me heavy breathing. Let me demonstrate. That is what always happens when passion strikes your veins.
So Tim got the point again for speaking as the whistle went, and he's now in the lead, but he's only one point behind Pam, who's leapt forward. She's in second place now. And just training behind them is Sue Perkins and then Tony Hawkes in that order. Tim, we're back with you. We'd like you to begin the next round of the subject, bingo. Can you tell us something about bingo in just a minute, starting now?
I can't tell you a lot about bingo, but I'm going to tell you enough to make...
Tony Charles.
tell. Repetition of tell. Repetition of... I can't
yes,
tell you much,
right,
I'm going to tell you enough.
Spotted,
then,
Tony.
I'm
going to
tell you, yes, well... In there like a...
Like a knife.
Like a knife, yes.
Like a passion flower.
Yes.
57 seconds available. Bingo is with you, Tony, starting now.
I once tried to play bingo in France. Now, I'm not too bad at French, but it's very difficult when the numbers come up. They say them, 99, and you're trying to work it out whilst the other people have moved on to four other numbers. It's...
Tim Challenge.
Repetition of quatre in two languages, I admit, but... He said quatre and then he said four. Repetition.
We go by the words.
Ah, mon
and
Dieu.
Quatre is different to four.
Ah, pardon, mille pardon.
So you can say four, or you can say quatre, you say cinq, and say five, and you're not repeating anything.
Ah, brilliant.
Right, Tony, an incorrect challenge. You have 42 seconds. Tell us more about bingo, starting now.
Many years ago, I made a little trip to Ireland and actually met a barman called Bingo, a quite magnificent man. This is absolutely true. You can check on this if you want to.
Pam, challenge.
Repetition of this.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Tough
yes.
one, but it's true. Right, Pam, you've got 31 seconds. Tell us something about bingo, starting now.
In the Village Institute in Stamford-in-the-Vale, which was then in Berkshire, I won an aluminium saucepan with a red handle and an...
Tony, you challenge, right?
What is aluminium?
It's aluminium with an Oxford accent.
It's
after a bottle of wine.
Oh, you've actually had too many meals out of aluminium pans.
Yes. I think it's... we all knew what she meant.
Yes, we did.
And, I love the red handle, though. Pam, another point to you. Incorrect challenge. 21 seconds. Bingo starting now.
Other prizes included a Danzette record player, a set of chamois leather...
Sue, challenge.
Slight hesitation.
There was a hesitation there, yes.
The excitement of the chamois.
It was the excitement of the chamois leather, really.
Yes, it was the chamois. 14 seconds, Sue. Bingo, starting now.
Bingo is the most fun you can have with a pencil and 14 pensioners surrounding you. I've been there. I've experienced the visceral thrill of numbers being hurled into the air. Two fat ladies, 13. Legs, 11. 24.
So, Sue Perkins speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point. They're all very, very close. Pam Ayres is now just in the lead, one ahead of Tim Rice, who's one ahead of Sue Perkins, who's one ahead of Tony Hawks. It's as close as that. And they're all giving such value, aren't they? That's what's important. Sue Perkins, we're back with you. We'd like you to begin the next round. Things that are best served cold. 60 seconds starting now.
Salad, gazpacho and revenge are all dishes best served cold, by which they mean sit back a little, enjoy and savour the moment after the heat has gone out of it all. Passion we discussed earlier. I've had some of that but didn't bing the buzzer in time. Bing, bing the buzzer. Well done, Susan. That'll help.
So, Tony, you challenge first.
Yes, I think it was a hesitation.
We interpret that as hesitation. Yes, 43 seconds. Things that are best served cold, Tony, starting now.
Sue mentioned gazpacho as being something best served cold, and this has always seemed morally wrong to me. Soup should be hot. No question about it. The British can stand firm on this as one. Whether we have to fight battles in the European courts to get it overturned, let's bring our own little heaters in, I say, and get the Spanish soup warmed up.
Well, well done, Tony. You made your point and you got your vote. Tim, you challenge first.
Just what a repetition of soup.
Yes, indeed, right. 20 seconds. Things best served cold is with you, Tim, starting now.
Passion fruit is best served cold. Also, aardvark is awful if it's hot. Much nicer to get the animal absolutely freezing and chop off its tasty bits.
Tony, challenge.
If you get it absolutely freezing, it's going to be much harder to chop off. The tasty bits, they'll be rock solid.
I've just had its nostrils described by Pam as being basically a world of carpets rolled up a nostril. I don't believe the aardvark's got any tasty bits.
And also, but you wouldn't freeze an aardvark and then chop its bits off.
We're not Tim Rice. He maybe have certain fetishes and we enjoy it.
A minute, if it was a big aardvark and you're only feeding two, you probably would want to put it in the freezer. Yeah. You don't want to waste it.
They go off quickly.
So I've heard, especially they
Tim, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and say, right, because I don't think you technically, within the rules of just a minute, were deviating. 9 seconds, things that are best served cold, starting now.
I would like to agree with my good friend Tony Hawks about this soup issue. It is a grave error on behalf of...
So, challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, there was. Right.
Total collapse.
And you've got him with 2 seconds to go. On things best served cold, starting now.
How I love a cold soup. Call me a European.
So, Sue Perkins speaking as the whistle went, then get the next point. We're now moving into the final round. Oh, how warm and sympathetic you are. So let me give you the score, because it's very interesting. They're all so close as we start off. Tony is trailing a little for once. He's in fourth place. But he's only 1 point behind Pam Ayres and Sue Perkins, who have got 10 points. And only one ahead of them is Tim Rice with 11. So it's anybody's game. And we come to the beginning again. Tony, it's actually your turn to begin. And we've got now summertime. Tell us something about summertime in just a minute, starting now.
I once knew an American fellow who said he'd been in England for 10 years or 2 summers. I don't know what he was referring to. I love the summer times we have here to run out and splash in the puddles and jump around. In listening, of course, to Gershwin's magnificent tune, Summertime. Lyrics.
Tim, challenge.
No, Gershwin wrote the tune. The lyrics were not by Gershwin. Well, actually, they were by another Gershwin, but not the Gershwin Tony meant.
Well, I said the tune written by Gershwin, and then I went on to say lyrics, and I was about to say Ira Gershwin, and I didn't get a chance.
Well, I apologise. I think, Tony, you're absolutely right. I think you should lock me a point off.
I never take points off, because what happens is an incorrect challenge gains one of your opponents and
no.
Point.
Really?
Yes, I'm very grateful.
If you haven't spotted that yet, Tim, I'm a bit worried. So, Tony, an incorrect challenge. You have another point. You have 41 seconds. Summertime starting now.
There ain't no cure for the summertime blues is another magnificent piece of music. I don't know who wrote that, but I'm not going to go into that, but I will say...
Oh, so, yes.
repetition of that.
There were too much of that, yes. 34 seconds with you, Sue, on Summertime, starting now.
Summertime in Croydon is like hot Mordor. You can't wait to see how the concrete melts under your kiddie feet as you cross the Whitgift Centre, blazing on your face. It shines down upon you. It is the most incredible...
Tony Challenge.
Has the Whitgift not got a roof?
Parts of it are still open air. I appreciate... Yes, no.
You did say the sun blazing down upon you as you marched
through... It's a glass roof.
The Whitgift Centre.
It is a glass.
It is a glass. Can we get confirmation that it is a glass?
It doesn't
from
matter.
From another audience.
It does have a glass roof, doesn't it?
Yes!
It doesn't matter what the rules are. Just mean she was marching through it.
OK.
So it was all right.
All right, I'm wrong. I'm horribly
wrong. She's got another point. And she has 20 seconds. Summertime, Sue, starting now.
How I looked up at the transparent roof made entirely of glass. What incredible modern masterpiece this cantilevering is as the sun bounced through it.
Tim Challenge.
Repetition of sun, I'm afraid.
Yeah, we had the sun before.
Yes.
And
it's
going
to happen twice, which is unusual for a summertime.
So, Tim... Another correct challenge, 11 seconds, Summertime, starting now.
Summertime Blues was actually written by Eddie Cochran, a wonderful rock and roller, and it begins, I'm gonna raise a fuss, I'm going to do the same thing.
Ah, yes. Yeah, if you're going to repeat sort of rock and roll lyrics like that, they are a repetition, aren't
they? He got very posh. He was trying to avoid it. He says, I'm gonna do this, I'm going to. He had elocution lessons between the first and the second line.
Right, so, Tony, you've cleverly gone in with 3 seconds to go on Summertime, starting now.
So I walked through the forest.
Well, I give you the final score. It couldn't be fairer, because they've all given such incredible value. Tony Hawks, who came with a rush at the end there, not in quite a big enough flourish... to get right underneath, but he's equal with Pam Ayres in second place, but only 1 point behind, we have equal winners, Tim Rice and Sue Perkins. So, well done. It only remains for me to say well done to all four of them and the great value they've given. Also, we have to say a few thank yous. I thank Sarah Sharp for the way she ran the stopwatch for me and also for blowing her whistle so elegantly after the 60 seconds. We thank our producer, Claire Jones. We're indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this amazing and unbelievable game. And we are also grateful to this lovely audience here at the Radio Theatre in Broadcasting House for cheering us on our way. So from the audience, from me, Nicholas Parsons, thank you for being with us. Tune in the next time we play Just a Minute!
Yay! Next week, Graham Norton, Paul Merton, Giles Brandreth and Pauline McLynn talk. A lot, but not too much.